Seem to be something contradictory from a relative point of view, one's conceptual thinking, but basically they are equality, ultimately. So it is like the sufferings and happiness in a dream. So one is, gets totally caught up in these events in a dream as long as one doesn't realize it is a dream. And when one realizes it is a dream, then all this involvement themselves, so one doesn't need any other remedy to make them pure or to liberate them. Just realizing that they don't exist, they are just a dream, this is enough. So one should not just sing these words as a song and don't think about them, but one should basically think thoroughly about the meaning. ញ៉ាំញីចតាវ៉ាតាំងញីមីចសុងកតសុងម៉ងបុយរេទេជុំជីទេការិសណាទេនេះកោចាំបារិសុងរំបកបសហាចាំម៉ងបុណាហេសាម៉ាសេណាណាសិរេហេសាសេណាញុងរេហាចាំម៉ងបុញុងកលិកកបុជុងរេដូទេនេះណាកលិកកបុជុងវ៉ាឡាវ៉ាកបសទេនេះរញុងកងដូកងជីវ៉ាឡាទេទេតបបានធំបុលផេបារេទេឡាទេទេនេះណែលាទេបសុងកលម៉ងបុដូ
Especially
in the case of Gyalpa Gyaltsampa, there are a lot of songs which deal with sickness, like the three ones we just sang. And this is because Gyalpa Gyaltsampa himself, when he stayed in mountain retreat, then he had to encounter a lot of different illnesses, and then using reverse meditations and using equality meditations, then he arrived at a very high level of realization using this sickness. And this is why there are many songs by him which also talk about sickness.
Then Gyalpa Gyaltsampa used this his sicknesses as a reverse meditation or as equal taste of phenomena, and thereby he attained a high level of realization. And it is said that also due to that there were many of his followers, of his disciples, who were also sick, and they got the same instructions and also attained a high level of realization.
Then malaria busongola danda ne ji kor mangbo mando kai sen malaria pa tangbo ka wa chembo che cha wa la tin de then ropa ka so na ma do mangbo na ma do tel tin de then ne ji kor mangbo mando ka thop ji kor to mangbo no ga ka wa che bu ka to mangbo do
in the dohas of the Lord of Yogins Milarepa there is not much mention of sickness. The reason for that is that before he started to stay in mountain retreats on his own, then he had a lot of trouble and a lot of pain and illness due to all these hardships he was put into by Mapa. And
Konga Retula Pepper Caps are Tropuchi, Yovare, Konga Tropo. Tropo Tela Tos, a Kondo Savo Yovarendo. Then Yamachi Konga Tropo Tela, Saint Nembato is a loud Tropote, then a Kondo Savarendo. Then a Kong, Tanta, Tropo, Chucha Trotan, Yinja, Yin, Mesazon, Tamjazo, Mesazon, Rang Membazo, Yin Tamje, the warning over, Rang Kimbumazo, Reva. Trap Tumbo, member Parmasum, the warning over. Ganga warning dog in the Kong Tamjas and then Chudola sober Ganga la Conga Kukotimbo's over it. Did Jim Saint the Tambo Tropotilla, Sikahi Jilap, Sing Emba Jilap, then it dropped the Conto Savarendo, then a Kong Tan under Johnson Sante, Conga Kilin Jig, then it draw Tumbo, Parma members of Tamje, Kong the Kora, Kukorzo is the Kilin's over it. The Konghajan Kubachimbo over it. Same thing, Churo Lokubo, same thing, Ganga Lokubas over it. The Konga Tamjaji.
Then, Lorepa stayed in mountain retreats, then there was a friend of him which also stayed there.
Good sample. Ah, correct. Tanda, the good sample.
So there was this friend of Gyalpa Gyetsangpa which was staying with him there in his mountain retreat. And one day Gyalpa Gyetsangpa then was telling him some not so nice words, was abusing him a little bit, and then this person as such was already quite short-tempered, so this was the right condition then for some anger to arise in this person, and at this point then Gyalpa Gyetsangpa gave some instruction to this person, which meant that being a high person or being high rank, being intermediate and being very low, this is all the same, and that one should go even below that. So one should go below everybody who is high, intermediate, and even lower than oneself. So kind of one should all take all sentient beings on one's head and put oneself under all other sentient beings, developing a lot of respect and for other sentient beings. So this instruction then was taken to heart by this disciple and he brought it to final fruition.
Tendra wala samna tsam tsam chu ju chokpo, tendra wu kontro chin dukpo yona, yang tela ten de zepan pekide, nyam nin pekide, yapu yungu yobarendo. Gwensak panam tala samna.
So if one thinks then about Dharma friends, which are short-tempered or which get angry towards oneself, then according to the life example of Gyalpa Gyetsangpa, one should regard this, these events as aids, as friends on the path, which give one the chance to develop patience, and according to this story, then further one's realization.
Tene kong drupa jalpa te kang te se tang, lapsa kanga rava tang. Tene sarita solo drupa jalpa rindo. Te kapsa ndagong pa rapa tang, ndrupa rapa se, ndrupa ten ndagong ni la tene sara kanga lapsa som drupa jangya hachang mangbo yawa rindo. Tene kong kang te se te solo pepa kapsa ndagong pa rato soke, tene trakpok, kong trakpok jikli yubdu, tene ndagong pa Drupa Patsuka, Natu Trakpu in Sekong, Trakpung ni do Majipindo, in a young Kong Kondo Mazabarindo. Then Lapsilla, Lemne, Lapsilla, Lepacaps, a young, the Gong Paraba Yere, Kong Kapung, the desa tomato, oh, chujin de gongbe, then drop up at a mesa young matos, cover so no young sugar, the gongbe drop at those, then our tenny no gong, trapuni and paper rindo, trapuli de all natural, trapuni, reba yenda the paper rindo, the young king draws the cover rindo. Then a conga and bear a bear, a tartar lapin.
Then there's also another story. Gyalpa Gyatsampa was meditating in different places, like near Mount Kailash and in Lapchi Kangirawa, and also in And then when he was meditating or tried to meditate near Mount Kailash, then he was sitting in a cave, and basically this was an area where there were many So there were many Drikum Repas, cotton clad yogis, and before Gyalpa Gyatsampa came, they considered themselves as kind of the owner of this cave. And then when he was sitting there, then they came by and expelled him from this cave. They said, "This is our cave. You can't meditate here. This is our place." So he was expelled from this cave. Then he went on. He went to Lapchi Kangirawa, and there also this was obviously an area where there were drinking rivers. And then he was trying to meditate there again. These guys came and threw him out of the cave and said, "You can't stay here. This is our cave. Get out. It's not okay to stay here." And then he said, "Well, this is really funny. Wherever I go, there are all these drinking guys around. Seems to be no place anywhere where there are no drinking yogis who throw me out of their caves." And then he went on to Tsari, and it seems obviously there he could stay for a while without being molested by any drinking yogis. And so also this is an example of how bad conditions were brought on.
Didn't get angry when they expelled him from the caves. And it's early you become the conga, repatus, yopozu, repatsu, yapse, hesa mazena, yopo, hesa, and the yapse here. The new consul, repatso pa, don longbala, so you only paper caps of jacatos, jacanama, yatole, the young consul, trapo, the girose, pay yopozu, verendo, repatsu, yopozu, verese. The new yopozu, over caps, the new conga, ming, lembang godo. Lempang godo was it.
Then when he went to Tsari, then of course what happens, he ran into trouble again because there was there were again this Drikung and also Drupa members both, and then they had kind of a general a house where they would stay together, or they had all their things. So he then offered himself to be a servant for these rippers to help them with whatever they needed. He went out to get arms for them, to get offerings for them in the surrounding villages. So he was doing all kinds of services to them. And so they considered him as a very stupid person, because he didn't practice, he was just helping the others serve.
big-headed fool. So it seems he had a rather big head, and then so this was taken as a kind of special characteristic, and they considered him to be quite stupid because he didn't practice himself.
Then he ended up getting na yoko jogde ma to gome banda ko thongane do korang ke repasu chapsu chawa yoko joba ta nya yoko ta nyam do saje chenpo ta ronyon ta juli che nanjo nyamne sebare do tene choba top somar top top che hore.
So for the other people, it seemed as if he wouldn't meditate at all, just running around and doing all these things. But from his own perspective, while doing all these things, he was meditating Mahamudra, one taste, and illusory body, and by this attains it.
Then you magic drop out on the Dene Koranga, Drepa, Drepa Vatsola, Drepa Vatan, Repa Tequara, Relacombe, Repa City, Repa Sola Lavarendo. Ta Lembang Godova, Ne, Ta Cheran Suyo, Juxamares, Cheran Suyo, Jugumar, Carresena, Yo Majo Patan, there is in a dead doge the Trevor Namkalaya.
So then one day he said, well, I guess now I stop being servant for you. And then he said, there's also a reason. And then he showed all his accomplishments. So he performed various miracles, like letting his vajra and bell floating in the sky and so forth. So he was... displaying his cities, and then they realized that he is actually a siddha, and they developed great faith and devotion to him. So then he stopped being their servant. So it was rather that they then became his servants.
Hey, namda yabudo, namda te telope te donwa te nyamdo gom jana chupa toba tam. Drop top talk say paka sako bata nyam to gom jam the tropa to bata go tang below duty data and rabudo.
So there are, this is a very good life example of Gyalpa Gelsangpa attaining while performing this servant activity. And there are also other life examples of other siddhas where the same thing happened, like in the case of Tilapa, who became a siddha while pounding sesame seeds, and also another siddha, he obtained siddhi while digging earth.
So this is something very wonderful, and
therefore one should sing these songs very often and kind of listen, reflect, and meditate on them. It doesn't help very much just to sing them a few times and then leave them. One should reflect often.
Then nga cho di jim sen kare se na nga cho la lu le ten pe dunga nga cho long ju le ten pe dunga nga cho da le ten pe dunga nga cho pa Nin la tempe dunga na topa, Danin Jurva la tempe, dunga na topa, Keda, Keda, Akusum, Tam Nida, Ninda la tempe dunga na topa, you want tea? Tini, Nyamni jetawa ma topa, Nimi jetawa ma topa, Junfin la tinte, Somare, Tini Nyamni, the Nimi, the Zutawa, the so, Malare Pesong, Gam, Goetang Pesong, the Yaboti Ingomri.
So, what is the reason for this? We all have different sufferings, various sufferings depending on the body, various sufferings depending on possessions, various sufferings based on friends and enemy, and also various sufferings based on the change of friends and enemies, and also, for example, sufferings due to being famous and so forth. All these these sufferings occur because we didn't realize equality or the non-duality of our phenomena. So therefore, it is important to engage in these songs of Gyalpo Getsampa, where it talks a lot about equality and non-duality of our phenomena.
Then, ngasu dunga pama la dunga rang simjin so ya dunga dunga yong de ba yo mare dunga la ga bu yo mare ina ya dunga ma do na ya dunga yong re te ta dunga me ba de dunga ji jo ngi se dunga ji jo te tang ga de ni bo hi de nyam ni se na dunga le tro to re dunga ji jo tang dunga ji jo yong ga ta ngi hi ba ngo hi de nyam ni se ba tang ya dunga ta dunga rang ga ta ngo hi te nyam ni se na dunga le tro to ma to dunga le tro ba n de ba tsam je ya dunga che ri lo dunga ma do na dunga che ri lo
so there's actually no sentient being who likes to suffer or which wants to suffer. All sentient beings are not very enthusiastic about suffering. But if one just wishes to be free of suffering, this doesn't really help. So one has to identify first the cause of suffering and then apply the remedy which is in opposition to this cause of suffering. Also, if one identifies what is in opposition to or contradictory to suffering itself, so these two things, then one has to practice what is contradictory to the cause of suffering and what is contradictory to suffering itself. Except for practicing these, there's no way to get rid of suffering. Just by wishing, it doesn't help. But instead, if you just wish to be free of suffering without doing anything about it, then this just increases your
suffering. ຄິນາກະນັງລະຍະປັນປະສິນໂຕມາໂຕມາລະກະສະເດບະສິນໂຕມາຈຸນຈິເດວັນເດບາເດດົງາມະດູບາເດເດວັນເດບຈຸນຊິນກະເດດົງາມະດູບຈຸນຊິນຕະກະຍະເສນານາມຄິດໂຕໂຄຈາປະຕັງນາເຕນິບະສິນເຕຊໍຄິນາກະສິນສິນດາວະລາໄຊວອນດາວະລຸນຈຸນໂຕກະໂຕເດດົງາມະດູບາເດເຕນິນາມຄິຍາບໍຈຸນຍະມາຍານາບະສິນເຕຊໍເສລະ
So all beings are the same in that they want to avoid suffering and that they want to attain happiness. This is true even for little insects in the forest, like ants or ants.
Toma. Cheers, cheers. That is.
Hinchike ants, arikela ants.
Oh, oh, yeah.
So these insects which live in the forest, one can also see that they like to have a good time. When the weather is fine and the sun shines, they crawl around and enjoy the warmth. And when the weather is not nice, when the rain is falling, they just go under the earth and wait for better times. And so they have various sufferings and happiness. There's obvious signs for that. But because they don't know how to practice the causes for true happiness, and because they don't know how to give up the causes for happiness, then they won't obtain any lasting happiness. Instead, they will just go from suffering to suffering.
Dini gendin chupi se khepa chembo chungare chana sa kakhiya koi jare kongu songdo jikdin korba simchin tamche debe tondo yukdo gado songdo dechi thupa teto yukdo gado su yuk se jato su sun yogando Chick-le-chick-yo-wa sinna debe-tong-to yog-de-gun-do-se. Kong-gu-sik-tik-ye-chi-yo-re. Kandre-sa-jo-gun-do, Droma-le-mik-yo-ma-re. Nga-su-po-je-lo-la, Droma-le-mik-me-var-hi-wa-re. Senegi logla, kaki mi yeri sekendo, tindi hamago. Roma le mi yamare, kasakala juk debate, debeton to juk digrese. Mig mevare in a debeton to juk digudo. Sai vol ne pembokahi la kangba madu, lagba madu, takpan ravudo. Kana madu konzo yang debato beche to juk digudo. Dordon and jigdinjin, corbusim jin kanga, deji dobe to beche to juk digudo. Sul, jiggly jing jo. Jog de Deva Samsa test over there. Deva Tela, Hemba Mina Tragando, Deva Tela Hemba Chini Yang, Donga, Deva Leches, Donga Togudo. Then Dona, Donga Chiato. They get into the song, eh?
So there's a saying by Genin Chippel, which was a great scholar, maybe someone might know him. And then he said that all sentient beings are the same in that they always try to run after happiness. They even try to compete with each other in who's first, kind of. They all struggle, they all squirm for happiness. And but what they obtain actually is maybe sometimes a little bit of happiness, but mostly suffering instead. So all these sentient beings, they're always on the way to happiness. They're always on the highway to happiness, but they never make it. And they say even the beings without eyes and without legs, they try their best to proceed on this road to happiness. For example, in Tibet, people think that ants don't have eyes, and Rinpoche says in the West, in the science,
that
they have eyes, but basically nobody really knows
whether
they have eyes.
Chikki.
Sasa. Sago. Other beings who live under the earth who don't have any legs, who look more like a little rope or something, then they still are on the way, on the road to happiness, but all they get is suffering instead, mostly. Sometimes they get a little bit of happiness because they strive so much, but then when they cling to that happiness, then it gets worse, because clinging to happiness just increases suffering again.
Tike ngoma tela, troma mini deva tonda jok, rogdo, sambukami deva tonda jok, donan jikten tamche pang rin se jen rinder seba. Jigla ching jo deva tonda jok se, tindu se jok tindu sikye tela. Roma mimi deva tonda jok, sambukami deva tonda jok, donan jikten tamche pang rin de, jigla ching jo deva tonda jok se, kanga deva tonda jok dugu do sum. Tanda deva tonda jok dugu.
So the verse in full has four lines, and it says, those which have no eyes like ants, they approach.
Ants,
maybe
it's not ants.
Ants. Well, I mean, ants. Whatever. It's the same as the bars and the bees. Just think about it. Ants. Okay. Ants. So the ants which have no eyes, they approach to happiness, towards happiness, and also these worms which have no legs, they also approach happiness. In brief, the whole world competes in approaching to happiness, so they all try to overtake each other on this road to happiness, but just get suffering instead.
Yog deva teya mala ngwa ma ikhi panda wose ne, so si che wose mala ngwa ma ikhi panda wose yog deva. Tene bhagwa ina mala ngwa ikhi panda wose yog deva. Yog chor la cheba yabari.
So there's different ways of approaching happiness. The ordinary sentient beings, they try to approach happiness
Then Mulan won my hina joke in a tongue chigger, Mulan. Mulan won hina joke in a tongue chigger.
So when one doesn't recognize a dream as a dream, then one gets very exhausted. And if one recognizes it as a dream, one doesn't get exhausted at all.
Yang Azo Yang joke the window, Kasakala joke the window, joke papo, Rangang Ovu Madopa, joke with Sawa Madopa. Kangdo jukpe yor matro pamalan joma tava. Hi gogre, yang yang do ting gogre. Monsum do toya kale kha kore, yang yang do ting yam. Harve.
Watching happiness, or at least that's what we think. And then there's different, it's always good to remember again that there is nobody who approaches happiness. There is no approach as such, and there's also no object to be approached. So one has to remember this again and again, and gain the conviction that this is all dreamlike. It is very difficult to gain a direct realization of that, but if one remembers it at least again and again, this is very good.
So how we recite this
So first we recite this why is that? Because we have to remember what was explained before.
Yeah. Nyamang are ti ji so sang chu ti ji to ni ji gon ni ma nga yi ji so de ne de chu ji chu ji nam ni so ka chu ka bu so nyama yang nyama na yang nyama na ah ma ga ba cho to ni ko.
So then after this, tomorrow there will be a holiday, and after that progressive meditation on emptiness will start for 5 days. And after that, those who like can do the chirk practice, and those who don't like continue with meditation on emptiness. Then concerning the chö practice, there will be a group which will recite it in Tibetan, those who can, and the others recite in English. Then in order to practice chö, one first has to know the view, and the view is laid out clearly, nicely, in this supplication of Majik Lapdron by Kamachami, and also in these four songs offered by his son Jalpa Dundu.
Then it teaches a Yadam Jetrova Jang, so Yadam Jetrova Zone, Kaye, Te Takitan.
And after that, those who practice Yidam practice, then can practice the Yidam practice, some.
So
now we have a half 20 minutes break till 11, so you should be here again at 11, and then we will recite the wishing prayer, and also Rinpoche will explain some of the lyrics.
Tanda Namjo Jovan so Milarepe Labse Kanga Rava La Kanganan Dava to Gomba Kapsu Sungur Kaki Sungore Tinani Sungur Samu Dava Gomba Joba Tamsing Devunga Tempe Samujire Dodiji.
When Milarepa stayed in Labji Kangi Rava, then he stayed there some time, and he sang various songs, various vatra, doha, and
among these, Rinpoche will explain now one of the most profound ones, which is about the view, the meditation, the conduct, and fruition.
Di jung jing ka re se na, di ni bo ji lu su la, chung gong po ye ma zog se, chu sa ba tang bu xie pe ka p so, po a, xie na ten re ya bu yo ma re. Chu gang ga sar bu ka p so, chu, di yang ten re ya bu yo ma re. Chung chuk chu ji ma du se ge re, di ji su ma la re pe sung go ji xie de, ma la re pe sung go jin chuk du ge.
So in the Tibetan tradition, it is not considered to be auspicious to start teaching with giving instructions on Dangbo Poa.
Chungo, Chu Jungo, Dangbo, Chu Chiyaki, not Dangbo, he to Poa. Poa here in the 10 day of your Marcansana, Poa said to the poor, they lose in turn and Royaka Tandy, the 10 day of your mother. Then Chunju Jug, Juna Ju, Dangsa to Mova Jatani. Don't so drogare, then young tender yavuyamar. Chujin joke, jis. Chu kanga, tadun joke, the joke, don't young tender yavuyamar.
Then, it is not considered to be auspicious to start giving teachings by giving instructions on transference of consciousness, power, because this is. It's like you make preparations to separate mind and body. So it's not very auspicious to do that right in the beginning of a Dharma teaching. And then also at the end of a Dharma teaching, it is considered not to be auspicious to give teachings on jö, on cutting. I didn't really understand the reason. But jö, matrivegi gyumtsen.
The two towns, the Ganga Jimba town, the name, don't the son of it, the name, Sandro Vanda. So, no one knows.
So, when you practice Jö, or there's a teaching about Jö, then it is like you finished your generosity, and then also the all the obstacles and the demons and so on, they also go. So kind of the guests are fed and leave, and this is also not considered to be very auspicious. So there has to be something after that, which is now this teaching.
This is not the name of the malaria person, or Kangong, you don't have to do it.
Therefore, the final teaching here in this course will be the profound, definitive meaning sung on the snowy range by the Lord of Yogi in Smilarepa.
Then Malarepa Ganga Nana Dava Trog Gombare, then Jisu Loma Tsu, Ganga Trogla, Ganga Nana Dava Trog Gombe, Topa, Topa, the Yamni, Gombare Kandejong. There's only Jisu Varetani Malarepa Sumpare.
Milarepa was meditating for 6 months in this cave, and then after these 6 months, the disciples were coming and asking him, how did your experience and realization increase? How was it enhanced during the 6 months? Please tell us this.
Tene sabdun de tawa, tawa sabdun, gomba sabdun, chunba sabdun, tuendan je tamsek, ndeva sabdun tanga sumpa.
So there's five points here in this profound meaning, which is the view, meditation, conduct, fruition, and samaya.
Deva. Deva, thank you for that. Deva, thank
you. Then,
So
there's 5 points. There's the
view,
the view, the meditation, the conduct, the fruition, and the samaya.
Deva. Then, Tambu Tava Sabdune, Tava Semna Tuni Hyar, Taju Mubo Dorzami, Taza Tazi Tonatar, Tava Toksor Zangna Song Sumbara.
So, the first one about the view is. In the mind, of the view, emptiness appears. There's not even an atom concerning an essence of what could be seen or what is to be seen. Something to be seen and a seer evaporated and disappearing. This way of realizing the view, it comes out quite well.
Tene taba suje de kare se na tendan chuzi ji hirap ji meke ton tam pe demba la taba yin be se na taba se re tene de kap so malare pe tab sem na tun ni char tab sem na tong tong ba ni char ga do yin ne yang ta za ta zi to ne ta tab sem na tun ni char na ta za ta zi du ge ta za ta zi tor song ta za ta zi len de song This and the Tabu talks of Zambo songs on it. Ta Jumsinti turned down Jersey, the Hirab, the Maker turned down La Tabitze, Taza Tazi, Yona, Mikpa, Yona Taban Tarma, Sembare, Taza Tazi, Jim Mikpa, Mikpenzin, Dan Tamjel, and Diana, the Nitavan Tarsimba.
What is called view here means looking at the absolute with. The eyes of Pratna, of discriminating awareness, which analyzes the absolute reality. So here, Milarepa says, in the mind which looks, or which has the view, then emptiness appears. But basically, there is nobody who looks, or nothing that looks, and nothing which is looked upon. So in this case, any frame of duality of somebody looking and something looked at is discarded. It is one has gone beyond that. So whenever one talks about the view, and then in this context of the view, there is still somebody who looks and somebody that is to be looked at. Then this is not the ultimate view. Therefore, it is said these two, the object of what you look at and the looker itself, they have been discarded, they have vanished, and therefore this way of realizing view is quite good.
Nyepa gombe sabdone, gomba voesar, chubu jun, gomju tun sam zonjun, gomza gomzi tornatar.
Then the second one is about the meditation. It says the clear light of meditation is like a continuous river flow, and there is nothing to be kept in terms of sessions and breaks that are to be meditated. There's what is to be meditated and the meditator have been discarded and vanished. So this heart bone of meditation, it works quite well.
Then the gomba te tong jang zam dang zhuba xie zang ma yin ba wei sa zhuba de zha wu ngang la qiu wu jun yin de jun che mei bar nyang bar ya pe gom ji tun sang zong ji mi Turn down, turn some land there, but say no. Then, turn some on your memory. That gomba was searching on the two junior window, turn down, turn some land there, but say no. Gomji knew the day, Zangoya, which was somebody.
This meditation here is not just resting in mere emptiness or in just the mere lack of. Any elaboration or projection, but it is resting in meditative equipoise in luminosity, which is free of all projections. By resting in such luminosity in that way, the resting in that is uninterrupted. So So there is no difference between formal meditation sessions and breaks in between. So there is no need to divide this luminosity river flow into different periods of when one rests in it and when not. It is a continual resting in this luminosity river flow. And therefore, it is said that there is nobody who meditates and nothing to be meditated upon. And the heart bone, literally here, of meditation, this beats quite well, or it works quite well. Then as for the conduct, the actor and the action of conduct is the natural state of luminosity, having firmly decided on empty dependent occurrence, an object of conduct and a doer or performer of conduct are discarded and vanish. So therefore, this way of performing conduct, it works quite well.
Sabzi de Kanganani says in a Wesarjinani sepa. Wesarjinan the Nyambari Jayin do Lunaga Sava separate. Tisena Wesarjinan the Nyambari Jayin do Sava sepa imbesena jupe Sabzi Wesana. Tender Tombar Ta jupe. Tender je Juchin tender soap now and day Tombani do Ta jupe is it. Jupe Sabzi de young Juchin tender soap non san remado. Denba Trova Yomare, this and a Jupe Sabzi, Tender Tongbar Ta Jupe, Senna, Jesa Jersey Donatar, Jesa Jersey Jupe Ponam, Denba Trova Yomare, Jesa Jersey, Denba Trova Mabet Senna, Tanda, Jesa Jersey Tortar, Jesa Jersey Lendezo, this and a Jupe, Jesa Jersey Lendeva Senna.
It says that performing actions in terms of conduct are the natural state of luminosity. This means that all actions in terms of physical actions and verbal actions are performed while one rests in luminosity, in the natural state of luminosity. So the mind does not move from this state of luminosity while different actions of body and speech are performed. And also one is, one has gained definite understanding, or one has firmly decided upon dependent occurrence being empty, which means that all these actions one does, and also the doer, that these are not truly existent. However they appear, whatever they are, they lack an inherent essence. They just come about due to various conditions and causes. And therefore it says, because this is the case, then everything which is an object for conduct and the one who performs conduct, they have been discarded, they have vanished, so one has gone beyond this dualistic notion of an object and a doer, and therefore all kinds of performance of conduct, they work quite well in this way.
Jöpa sabzi te jitab re sabasepa. Vesa nana yakpa te nyamja re nyamji yer mepa tenpa re. Te cinyi tekpa lola nyamja ta jitab yer mepa te sanjel ma to yoma re. Tene saja chimpu tang zokpa chimpu lola nyamji yer mepa ten pakpa le yore. Jumsin karresa na semje ne lo sartonga nana nyambar ya yin de jitab je sabasi tobare te sakin dan zokin je chechure.
So here in the tradition of the Mantrayana, what is explained by this verse is that the state of meditative equipoise and the state of the ensuing attainment or post-meditation phase is inseparable. There's no difference whatsoever. Because here, the various activities of body and speech in the post-meditation phase are performed while the mind still rests in luminosity without any break. So in the causal characteristic vehicle, it says that only for a Buddha, for a fully enlightened being, there is no difference between the meditation and the post-meditation. Here, especially in the tradition of Mahamudra and Mahasandhi, it is said that Aryas, noble beings, have the ability to rest in the luminous nature of the mind at all time, and then while resting in that, performing in the so-called post-meditation phase, then all kinds of verbal and physical activity. So this is a special feature of these traditions.
Ne yepa tamse ge sabdone sokje topa yin se yar ngoko chu je re do mi sonsa sonsi to na tar tamse sonsa zang ne chen so.
So then for the next one, this is about the samaya. It says all conceptual activity which is biased has vanished into the expanse. There is no difference between private and public. There's no eight worldly dharmas, and there is no hope and fear. Something to be kept and a keeper have been discarded and vanish. This way of keeping samaya, it works quite well.
Tamse kahe chero lo songgupa. Tamse kahe chule ten lo songgupa. La sokwata sonsam chenje tamse mangbo yore. Teso tamche namdo la tenba. Namdo la tuipa kunzob je tamse kre. Tante kapso sonsa sonsi lendeba te tene sonsan lendeba tamse. Tuendan je tamse kseno. Tene yang saja chenpo lo la sami je sakpa, sami je domba yang sekre.
So there's two types of samaya, the relative and the absolute. The relative samaya is that which involves somebody who keeps the samaya and something that is to be kept. So this is only true in a conceptual frame. There is different types of samaya then. Some samayas are to be kept in relation to the lama, the guru, and some samayas are to be kept in relation to one's friends, to one's dharma friends, and some are to be kept in relation to the dharma teachings one has received. So there are different things to be kept, and so there's always the notion of somebody who keeps something and something to be kept. But this is all the relative samaya, which means it is that where one just has to keep something as a commitment. Whereas here it talks about the ultimate samaya, which is beyond anything that is to be kept and a keeper. So this then is explained in the Vajrayana tradition as the ultimate samaya.
Then sakin de lola saje tempe chechu chechu nga so cheba yere de kapso chechu che deni tamse sun chang la ma de pa Sami ji dhomba jyoy me chepe chepa rase chechu. Tamsik son chana tu mugupa. Sami ji dhomba jyoy me chepe chepa. Sakpa mepe dhomba jyoy me chepe chepa rase onore. Te son chana len deba tela sakin ji lo le yang sami ji dhomba se.
So in the Mahamudra tradition, there are five special features of Samaya, of undefiled Samaya. And so this is also called the undefiled commitment. And it says being beyond just mere keeping of Samaya, this is then the flawless or the undefiled commitment.
Then Dzogchen Je Lao La De La Song Tanda Song Chan Len De Pe Tam Tse Kse Song Chan Me Pe Tam Tse Song Wen Chan Me Pe Tam Tse Kse.
So then also in the Mahasandhi tradition it talks about the Samaya where there is or which is beyond an extent to be kept or a measure to be kept.
Then is on something there, but Jimson carries in a Jimson to go and talk by Jimson. The Kunzop Jetam said, Son Zan, you read, turn down Son Zan and their body. Son Zan and their but Jimson day, Tango day, that may be Jimson day. Number Lola need to take by name, Dirty Tipper part of Kanzak a dam. Kunzop some tomato turn down the dam, my dobre, don't tamper dam, my dobre senna, don't tamper Sonsa Sonsil in their body. Don tambar da yona sonza sonzi son saba yore don tambar da meba imbesena sonza sonzi linde ba.
There has to be a reason why ultimately one speaks about this undefiled commitment or the commitment which is beyond keeping something. One reason is the non-existence of a self. So in the Buddhist tradition, from the Navaka tradition up to the Vajrayana tradition, it is always said that ultimately there is no self whatsoever. It is not truly existing. And therefore, also the ultimate samaya is then beyond somebody who keeps a samaya and something which is kept, because the keeper, any possible keeper of the samaya, doesn't exist truly.
The Jumsen Kare Sena, don't tamper da me hen, tamsek sonya da nyamya yona repatangagre. Haksunga. Da sonwa po me, sonza tang, sonza yona, teni repatangagre.
The reason for that is basically that it contradicts logic when one has reached the understanding that ultimately there is no keeper of this samaya, there's no self who could keep that, and then if one still would be talking about something which is to be kept, this is a logical contradiction, as there's nobody to keep
it. Tene tamsek sonza sonzi yang tongba nyere. Chue tamsek tongba nyi, tamsek denba trob, tamsek nyamba denba trob ne yang rikwa denga gure. Rwa.
Second reason is that all phenomena lack a true self identity. So if all phenomena lack a true self identity, then it doesn't make much sense to talk about a truly existing samaya or a truly existing breaking of samaya or somebody who breaks that. So all phenomena lack an inherent essence of their own, and then also it would be contradictory to logic to still assume some truly existing keeping and breaking the samaya.
Tini sonza sonzi dan depa te le tangpo pe lamsa ngune togo mado ina yang sonza sonzi len depa taba tina taba sammu tina te kunzop che tamse nyapa jang dogo re pakpa sa tepe kapsa sonza sonzi len depa ngun sumda toba re tini ta jisa taba tinko va yang yomare.
So So for beginners, it is difficult to understand or to directly realize that which is beyond something kept and a keeper in this context of samaya. But by remembering again and again this view, which is beyond, or that there is nothing to be kept and no keeper, then also one's breaches of samaya on a relative level can be purified. And when one then reaches the level of aryas, then the actuality of there being no keeper and nothing to be kept is seen directly, and then there's no need anymore to remember or to remind oneself about this view. Then this breaches of samaya can be compared to what happens in a dream. If there would be like a breach in the, of the samaya, like by great aggression, great anger, then this is something which is which only has an existence due to clinging to it as something truly existent in the dream while not recognizing it. Whereas afterwards, when one recognizes that this was just a dream, then there is, from the point of view of the essence, there is actually no action of breach going on, and there's no nobody who does or who is subject to this breach of samaya. So in the same way then, when one just recognizes that this was a dream, one realizes this fact that there was nothing to be kept, no keeper or nothing, no breach and nobody who does this breach. And then in the same way, if one remembers the view in this way, that there is nothing to be kept and no keeper, then it is possible to purify conventional or relative breaches of samaya.
In kunzob je tamse nyamba ta so namdo lo tu ne nyamba yin de sen no yakpa ya namdo zo go re dorje sem ba chebo yo par san de je pa par san dekpa dekpa ta so na kha cho se je to ko so ke nomba jang song ro sam go re namdo namdo ke tamse nyamba nyembo namdo zo re garden namdo zo re
when there is an occurrence of a samaya breach, then this is something which only comes about due to one's conceptual thinking. And in order to remedy that, one has to use another type of conceptual thinking, which is, for example, the meditation of Vajrasattva, where one visualizes Vajrasattva on one's head and then visualizes that nectar flows into one's own body. And then all the negative actions and so on, they are expelled from one's own body in the form of pus, blood, and also dark, like soot and coal and so forth. So this is a contradictory or an opposing concept one uses to purify other concepts.
Then Namdo ge nyembo Namdo roba te penna magic dry na da te nyin den jo na nyin je Namdo jibe kap so dry Namdo de ga ro gre te yin do Namdo ge nyembo Namdo ge nyembo Namdo ge zo to ge yore.
So that this is possible, that thoughts can be a remedy for other thoughts. One can see easily in the example of friends and enemies. So if one has an enemy, then one perceives of this person as this is an enemy. And when this person then changes into a friend, one perceives of this person as a friend. So by the thoughts that this person is a friend, then the thoughts that this person is an enemy are remedied.
Dine don tamba ta sonsa sonzi lende pare sonsa sonzi lende bangando nyambare yana dine tanda kunzo kunzo jetam se yang randu tudore kya tudore yang dore.
So if one then rests in the expanse where there is no keeper and nothing to be kept, which is the ultimate samaya, then by this also one can purify relative breaches of samaya.
Ti jung chen te yang kun zop je tam se nyam ba te nam do ke nam do yin be se na ta tong ba ni gon nam bar ma to be yi hi ta nam do ni ga da re nam bar ma to be yi hi je nam do ke tam se ga song ba ti yin bu zo ke mon ba mon ba na na lo par ba ta chi ba le lo.
So what is the reason for that, that this works? It is because when one rests in emptiness, or when one meditates on emptiness, then what does that is non-conceptual primordial awareness. And this non-conceptual primordial awareness then is the opposite of conceptual thinking. So this is then the opposite and the remedy at the same time of this conceptual thinking. This is dissolved in this non-conceptual primordial awareness. This is like lighting a torch or lighting a lamp in the darkness.
Then Rabbi Shakpatela Dorje Sambe Choga Dorje Thikpa Choga Kapso Tohendam Ji Shakpa Yang Sigre Thikpa Chimbuta Thumungre Jyemi Ji Shakpa Yang Sigre Jodhame Pa Shakpa Shakpa Tsikma Rava Mangbuyera Jyemi Ji Shakpa Tawa Tempa Tsikma Mangbuyera.
Then in the Vajrayana tradition also, in many rituals, there is something which is called the inexpressible confession, which is in accordance with the causal characteristic vehicle, and this is exactly what was explained here.
Then Hiram Ningbole, Marikpa me, Marikpa Seba me, Hiba Tang, Tenda Chikwa Yore, Marikpa me, Marikpa Seba meba, Ton Tambar, Marikpa me, Marikpa Seba meba, Tejindo, Nelok Ton Tambar, Tamsin Yamba Yang Yongare, Seba Yang Yongare, Tenda Chikwa, Ninga Chikwa.
This also accords with what is said in the Heart Sutra, that it says there is no ignorance, and there's also no extinction of ignorance. Both don't exist in the actual state. So in the same way also, there is no, in the actual state and the true nature, there is no breach or no infraction of samaya, and there is also no exhaustion of that.
Tene le tangpo pe kunzop ji xiaqpa ta tuandang ji xiaqpa nika zo po kundu. Nika nyambo zo na tuandang ji xiaqpa yaqpo zo mato na kunzop ji xiaqpa zo. Kunzop ji ku ki jang togo ma re tuandang ji xiaqpa ti ting go gre. Tuandang ji tam si ting go gre. Sundir zo go.
As a beginner, one should do both types of confession, the relative one and the ultimate one. If one cannot do the relative, if one cannot do the ultimate in an all encompassing way, then one should also do the relative to cover that up. And if one cannot purify everything with the relative one, then one should back up that with remembering the ultimate view, which is then the ultimate confession. So these two have to work together.
Ta nga pa tartoke devu sabdung re rangsin chukor ta chebe rangin te ni drubse se drubza drubzi to na ta devu drubza zang song song.
So then the fifth point here, the fifth profound point is about the fruition. And it says, one has firmly decided
that one's own mind is the Dharmakaya, and one accomplishes the true benefit of oneself and others, and therefore something to be accomplished and an accomplisher, they have been discarded and vanish. So this way of accomplishing the results works quite well.
Rāngsī chukar thā chū chū sē sēmche nē lōk tē rāngjī nāmdā kā chukar rē sēmche nē lōk rāngjī chukar rāngjī nāmdā kā chukar tē thā chū tē tē nē gōm tē sēmche nē lōk tō nā tē nē chukar ngōng tē chukar rē tā chukar ngōng tē chukar nē sēmche nē lōk chukar ngōng sōm tō tō nā rāng tāng yīn jī tūñi rūp tūk rē rāngjī tūñi rūp sē rāngjī tūñi kūnsop tō rāngjī tūñi rūp yā yā rīnā yā thā tūk tē nē Dubsa Dubsi Lien Dei Pa Re, Dubsa Dubsi Yen Yo Ma Re, Dubsa Dubsi Tor Na Tha, Debu Dutsur Zang Na Song Song Pa Re. Rangda Yen Je Tung Dubya Yo Re, Ina Yang, Dubba Te Yang, Kunzob Do Ju Chin Ten Che Sokpa Nang Chang Re Ma To, Ne Lok La Dubsa Dubsi Lien Dei Pa Re. Chu Tham Che Tungpa To, Tungpa Yin, Debu Dubsa Dubsi Den Dum Yin Na, Yang Rukpa Tung Ga Pa Re.
One has firmly decided one has gained a definite understanding that one's own mind, the nature of one's own mind is nothing other than the naturally abiding Dharmakaya. And if one has discovered that, or if one has gained certainty about that, then one meditates upon that and finally reaches the fruition, which is nothing other than the direct manifestation of this naturally abiding Dharmakaya. So this is considered to be the ultimate fruition, and when one has realized the nature of one's mind or this Dharmakaya, then one is able to perform the vast benefit of oneself and others. Also relatively, one is able to a certain extent to perform the benefit of oneself and others, but here this ultimate type of doing that is beyond practicing something to be practiced and somebody who practices this benefit or who accomplishes it, and therefore it is said that this ultimate way of the result works quite well. So all the different appearances they are also in terms of the fruition, they are said to be just dependent occurrence. They are not truly existent. And so it would again be a contradiction in terms of logic if one would accept that ultimately in terms of the fruition, there is somebody who accomplishes something and something which is accomplished.
Loma su chigi chigli per, tantan zambilin, yikting je kantam che la, tarikin jeba chapa yindu, te nga su pala hara la tanda, dawa ni ji kosa zo, te cheran su nyam su lang, yinda lihi, yikting je kantam che tini, tanda simching tam che la, tanda ya chenpa chungwa, malam, trahi ta malam, su chigi.
So this was the song of the profound meaning, sung on snowy rains, range, by the Lord of Yogin Smilarepa, and he told this to his disciples who came to ask about this realization, and then they told it to other disciples, and like this it spread all over the world. Like these days it is known in many parts of the world, and then also it reached this place here of Pulahari, where we started this two-month course, and Rinpoche makes the wishing prayer, with the auspicious wishing prayer, that we might be able to reflect and meditate on this, and also be able to tell it to others, and like this spread all over the world, and benefit may accrue from that.
Tene teng sang ta namdo sol namdo latine mama amjo lo ko ma nyong mat so tanda tene Jokpun Rotho Huyure, these are not ten zambling Sanji Jitem by young Jokutatabar. Jikinji comes, second. Mama, I'm Joe Koma Nimbala, Salatanda Lela Vodotu. So
today there are like aeroplanes and other means, there are many ways of quick travel which were formerly unheard of. So before nobody ever heard about these quick means of travel, and in the same way then the teaching of the Buddha can spread very quickly and easily all over the world. So if a person can walk or run or fly very fast, then also the teachings, the Dharma teaching can spread very fast. If the person can't do that, then also the teaching cannot spread very fast. So in this case, also this is called auspicious connection or dependent connection. So now we recite here in front of the stupa of His Eminence Jamgen Kongpo Rinpoche the wishing prayer for excellent conduct, first in Tibetan and then in English.
Tene malan dala sanjeje temba taro malam semjin la deji jom jeva therap ko nda tambe chu sepa malam la soba.
In this wishing prayers, there are different types of wishing prayers, which are that all beings may they have happiness, and may the teaching spread all over, and may one be able to practice the Dharma in all lifetimes and so forth. While reciting, we should visualize all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in front of us as a kind of a witness that we recite this, or we make this wish.
The
Mahayana tradition, the primary aim is to benefit other beings, to perform benefit of others, and the performing of benefit of others now depends mainly on one's compassion, whereas the performance of the benefit of others in future lifetimes depends mainly on wishing prayers. So therefore it is important to make such wishing prayers.
Rinpoche
makes the wishing prayer that the prajna of listening, reflecting, and meditating will increase and will reach its final fruition, and that thereby the limitless benefit of all sentient beings may be accomplished. So also the next year, like this year, there will be another course. So Tenzin Dorje says, first he would like to thank very much Kenpo Rinpoche for being here and giving this extensive teaching to all of us, that this auspicious dependent connection has been established now for the second time, to give such a course here, and also he said he would like to thank the other teachers and translators and so forth on behalf of the Chan Kondo Rinpoche Labla. And he also says he's very happy that now the intention of His Eminence Chogyam Rinpoche has come to life really here, because it was always the intention that there should be a lot of Dharma teaching and practicing activity going on, especially in this place. And so this was always the vision of His Eminence. And so he said he's very happy that now, due to the kindness of Kenpo Rinpoche giving this course here, and you all coming, that the auspicious coincidence happened, that this intention of His Eminence is fulfilled, and that it actually came to life, that it is not just a vision which is not fulfilled, but that it actually happened here now. He says it's also all the people who live here and work here. He said they are also very happy that this happened here, this Dharma activity, that such a course could happen due to Rinpoche coming and teaching and to you coming and listening and studying and so forth. Because he says if they would do all this work here and nobody would come and nothing would happen, then they would not have such a strong impulse to do this work. But as this happened now, they are also very happy about this, and they feel very confident and encouraged to go on. So then also he says, Kenpo Rinpoche now has said that also next year he will give a course, and so this is very good. So it will happen. To everybody and hopes that people can come back in the future. So there will also be a lunch for everybody down in the guest house, specially prepared. So everybody's invited. Thank you.
Lord,
Jibanyambamebadangongnegongdo.
Gracias.